paragraph Lamed Ches, certain things that are incredibly important in terms of what Hashem's job is and what our job is and how they interact sometimes and how they don't interact sometimes. Paragraph Lamed Ches. Ki kol ho avoidois sheboilam shetzivon Hashem Yisbaruch la'avoidois al pi ha-toyra kdoisho kulom heim bechinas birurim levarer ha-toyv mehara shenofal al yidei cheto domarishim v'chulu kayadua. Rabbi Nelson Zal is now giving us an introduction from the Kisvei Arizal, from the Sifrei Kabbalah. Everything that a Jew does in this world, and everything pretty much that goes on in this world, especially every manner in which Hashem has instructed us to serve Him by following the Torah, all of it is birurim. What we're accomplishing in all of our mitzvahs and learning and everything that we're doing, we're trying to accomplish birurim, to sort out the good from the bad, which got mixed up and fell al yedei chet Odom Arishon, through the pegam of Odom Arishon, when Odom and Chava ate from Yetz Hadas, which is this week's parsha. This shiur is being given on Thursday, before we read Parshas Bereishis of the year Tavshin Samach Tes. We're going to learn in Parshas Bereishis that the Torah the Torah begins with the words Bereishis Bor Lekimas Hashemayim Vesoretz. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth, and in the beginning there was all kinds of darkness. Vahoret Soisa Soyu Vavoyu V'Choishech Al Pnei Sohim. It describes four kinds of darkness, which represent the four different exiles and everything. And then it says Veruach Elokim, and the spirit of Hashem Merachefes hovered Al Hamoyim, over the water. One of the things that I was zeicher to hear from my Rebbe, Zichrono Livracha, Rav Rosenfeld, from the Arizal, is that this word merachefes is a very special word in the Zohar Kodesh and the Arizal, that the word merachefes, we're going to split it into two parts. The outer letters are meis, mem tov. The middle letters are resh pei ches. Resh is 200, pei is 80, ches is 8. 288 is the gematria of chesed plus Gvura. Chesed is kindness, which is 72. Gvura is harshness, judgment, which is 216. 216 plus 72 is 288. So that this number 288 symbolizes the right and the left, Chesed and Gvura. Now we know that this concept of right and left exists in Kedusha. Within the framework of Kedusha, there's a Chesed of Kedusha and there's a Gvura of Kedusha. But also, when we speak about the Kedusha versus the other side, the Sitra Achra, the word Sitra Achra means other side, sometimes we refer to the Kedusha as the right, and the Sitra Achra is the left. And we're told that the Sitra Achra usually draws from Gevura. The Sitra Achra, the left of Tumah, draws from the left of Kedusha, usually. So the Arizal explains that when Hashem first created the world, when Adam and Chava ate from the eighth hadas was called Toiv Vora, good and bad. And Hashem said, stay away from that. Stay away, because right now you're not ready to be mesaking this. And if you do, if you partake from it, what you're going to do is you're going to cause good and bad to become mixed up in a way that it's going to take Herculean effort. It's going to take thousands of years to sort it out, to separate the good from the bad, and to make seder, to make a proper seder. So the Arizal says that the word merachefes, the outer letters are mace. Mace means to die, and mace in Kabbalistic terms is also used to mean a yerida. Whenever something drops a level, the word Misa is used in the Zohar HaKodesh, in the Kisvei Arizal, at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, where it speaks about the different kings, that there was this king, and then he died, and then the other king took over, and then he died. The Zohar HaKodesh explains that the term death over there refers to a Yerida. When something drops a level spiritually, sometimes we use that word to die. So the word Merachefes is Mace, Reish Peches. Again, we said Reish Peches is the combination of Chesed and Gvura. That this Chesed and Gvura, which are the basis for Toiv and Ra, because Toiv is Bigamatria 17 and Ra is 270. Together it's 287, with the Koilel, it's also 288. So Toiv and Ra come from Chesed and Gvura. And as a result of Adam and Chava going against the instructions of Hashem, listening to the snake, they caused this Resh Peches, these 288 sparks of Kedusha, that's what they called in the Sifrei Kabbalah, to fall. That's the term Rav Nosson Zal uses here, that they fell. Shenofal al yedei chet Adam Arishon. They fell, they got mixed up, and therefore, this is our job. Our job, everything we do in Avodas Hashem is levarer hotoiv mora, to try to sort out and separate the good from the bad and make Seder. But now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us an incredible chiddush. Aval yesh shnei minei birurim. There are two kinds of birur. There's two kinds of tikkun. Dehainu birur echod ma she'onu bozeh ho'ilam tzrichem levarer, aydei mitzvah smaisim toivim. There's birur number one, which is dependent on us, human beings, Jews, in this physical world. We have to accomplish this birur through our mitzvahs and maisim toivim. Ve'yesh birur sheni, there's a second kind of birur, masha shemisporach bi'atzmoi mevara kavyochel, which Hashem himself accomplishes. Ve'ze b'chinas masham razal, this, for example, will explain what the Gemara says, shashemisporach bi'atzmoi mekayimes ha'toira. The Gemara says Hashem fulfills the Torah. Hashem studies Torah. He visits the sick. He puts on tefillin. Kama Yisham Razal. The Gemara says in Brochus, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin. Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mevaker Cholim. V'hakoil Hu Bechinas Birurim. Mashash Mizborach Biatzmoy Oisek Lesakein Cholim Levarer Hatoiv Meora Shehu Bechinas Klal Hatoir VaMitzvos. This is all representative of what Hashem himself is involved in doing. Hashem is involved in fixing up the world, in sorting out the good from the bad, which is the whole concept of Torah and mitzvahs. Ki yesh birurim shemizbarim al yedei mitzvah tefillin, because there are certain birurim that are accomplished through the mitzvah of tefillin. V'alkein gam Hashem yisborach bi'atzmoy meiniach tefillin. And therefore, kavyochel Hashem himself goes through that process, goes through the process of putting on tefillin, because putting on tefillin is what accomplishes this particular tikkun. Dahainu shemevarer habirurim shem b'chinas hanochas tefillin, meaning Hashem himself affects the tikkun that needs to be accomplished by putting on tefillin. Even though obviously there's no body, there's nothing physical, but whatever lights, whatever spiritual lights need to be turned on by the mitzvah of tefillin being performed, Hashem does that in his own way. V'chein b'shari mitzvahs, and so too regarding each and every other mitzvah, whether it's bikur cholim, whatever it is. Ushnei habirurim ho'elu. And these two birurim, Sheheim Milamalo, the first one is from above, Me Hashem Yisborach, Umilamata, and the second one is from below, Me'itanu, coming from us, Ba'olam Hamaisa, in this physical world, Heim Bechinas Isarusa de Lesato, Visarusa de Leila. These are also tied into these famous words that are used throughout the Zohar Kodesh, Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, the term Isarusa de Lesato, a hisoirus from down below, from this physical world, an inspiration, something that happens down below here, and isarusa delayla, something, an inspiration, something that gets activated above. Shetzrichim shnehem daiko. We must have both. Ube'emes shnehem echod. And in reality, they're really one. They're not two completely separate things. Ki b'sarusa de lesato isar leila ki yadua. Because the Zohar Kodesh tells us in Parshas Lech Lecha that when we make a move down here, automatically it affects what goes on up there. Automatically it causes Hashem to move. The Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh once said, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, a very famous statement, Hashem tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. What's a shadow? A shadow is something that sticks to you like glue, right? You make a move, the shadow makes a move, right? Kavyochel Hashem shadows us. Every move we make down here, every Isarusa de Lesata, causes a response above by Hashem, kavyochel. Ve'oz nishlam hatikun v'habiru she'tzrichin lavare u'lesakna adei ois ha-mitzvah. And when there's the combination, when there's our action plus Hashem's reaction that take place when a mitzvah is being done, that's when the biru that mitzvah has to accomplish is completed. Ki echod b'loi chaveiro i'efshel ha-shlam hatikun v'habiru. Because one without the other cannot complete the process, the birur. Ki ha'odam b'lo Hashem isborach bevadai eino yoch levarer. A human being without Hashem's help, without Hashem's participation, can definitely not complete any birur. Ki me'onu me'chayenu, as we say in the tefillah, what are we? What is our life? We're zero. Ukamay shekosav, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, im Hashem lo yivne bayis shov amlu boinav boy. If Hashem won't build a house, the builders are working for nothing. Meaning anything we do is zero without Hashem's involvement, without Hashem's participation. That's on one side. V'gam Hashem yisporach b'loy ha'odam kavi yochol einoy yochol levarer habirurim bi'atzmoy. And kavi yochol Hashem himself also, without man, cannot complete these processes that need to be preceded. Ki rak bishvil ze boras oilam bishvil hodom. Because this is why Hashem created the world. He created the whole world for the sake of man. Kidei shoha odom daiko yasuk levare ulasaken kolabirum kidua. So that man will be involved in fixing everything and in making all the birurim and everything. Ki hakoil mosar Hashem yisborach beyad ha'odom. Because Hashem turned everything over to man. Kamay shekosav, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, v'ha'oretz nosan livnei odom. Hashem gave the world over, this physical world over, to man. We have examples. The Gemara says the Malachim come to Hashem before Rosh Hashanah, and they ask Hashem, when is Rosh Hashanah? Hashem says, what are you asking me for? I ain't in charge. When the rabbis, when Beis Din downstairs will declare Rosh Chodesh, that's when it'll be Rosh Hashanah. Again, Hashem has given that authority over to man, over to Beis Din. Or just like the famous story in the Gemara where there was a debate among two rabbis, and one rabbi brought proof for miracles. Made miracles happen. They said to him, miracles nothing. The Torah isn't up there. The Torah is down here. Stay out of it. You, Hashem, stay out of it now. Malachim, all of you, stay out of it. Because you yourselves made a decision a couple of thousand years ago that we're in charge. You put us in charge. You put it into our hands. You said that you want us to make the tikkun. And Hashem's response was, yay, hooray. That's the way. That's the right thing. Ve'elu hashnei bechinois, Eichem miskaptzim umischabrim yachad, iefsher lohoven besechel enoishi b'shum oifen. How these two sides of the coin work together, how they get along and everything, is impossible for the human mind to understand fully, to understand how this works, Hashem's part and our part, and how they work together and everything. Ki lechoira, because it seems at first glance, rationally, that it seems to be a contradiction. Make up your mind. Which is it? If Hashem's handling it, then why do I have to do anything? And if he's putting it on me, if he's saying it's me, I have free choice, then how can you give Hashem any of the credit if you're telling me I have free choice? They look at it because it looks like it's contradicting each other. Chas v'shalom, ki be'emes onu tzrichim la'asik b'tikun olam al pi ha'Torah mitzvos. Because the truth is, we human beings have to be involved in tikun olam through Torah and mitzvos. Ki kol olam lo nivra kim b'shvil zeh. Because the whole world was created just for this. B'shvil ha'odam habal b'chira, for the human beings who have free choice. Shehakol tolui boi kiyadua, whereby everything depends on us. And despite that, even though that's true, on the other hand, Hashem is doing everything himself, alone, bilvad. And all of our Torah, mitzvahs, and ma'asim tovim is only from Hashem. We can only do it with Hashem's help. And if Hashem wants us to, and if Hashem helps us, Kama Shikosu, as the Pasuk says in Eov, Mi hektemani vashalem. Hashem says, let's see somebody come and present me with a bill. I challenge any Jew to come and tell me he did something for me. Let's see somebody who's, you put up a mezuzah, you yo-yo, I gave you a house. You want to charge me for the mezuzahs? Who gave you the house? You gave tzedakah? I gave you the 90%. Who gave you the 100%? What, you want to say that you did? A Jew does something? K'may shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'makom achar b'siman beis, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 2 in Likutei Moran. U'k'may shekosav, and as we have the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Choftes, ki mimcho hakoil, u'miyodcho nosan ulach. Hashem, everything is from you, and from your hands we give to you. When I'm giving tzedakah, it's like a daddy. You remember the example of the daddy who's 40 years old and he's got a little baby boy, 3 years old. He wants to teach him tzedakah. So daddy takes money out of his pocket and daddy says to the baby, here you go. I want you to put this into the pushka. Now, who gave the tzedakah? All the little boys are cheering for that boy. Wow, he gave tzedakah. Look, that little boy gave tzedakah. But all the adults are looking and laughing. He gave. We'll see. We'll see when he starts earning money. We'll see if he's going to be a giver or a taker or a nothing. Or, you know, that's when we'll first see. Right now, he ain't giving nothing. Daddy gave it, you know. V'afal pike. And despite that, onu daiko tzrichen lehis oirer lasoik bavaydosi sporach. Even though in one part of our brain we know that everything is Hashem, Hashem is everything and Hashem is doing everything and Hashem, in the other side of our brain we have to make believe as if everything depends on us. And if we don't do it, it won't happen. I have to use every ounce of strength to pull myself out of bed in the morning and to go to shul to do, because if I don't, nothing's going to happen, chas v'shalom. The tikkun that needs to be done won't be accomplished. U'bevadai yefshe lohovin shnei abchina selu yachad. Therefore, it's impossible for a human being to correlate these two, to make sense out of these two seeming contradictions. V'osur lichnois b'chakirois k'elu klal. And a Jew is not allowed to delve into analyzing this issue whatsoever. Rak lismoich al emuna levad, but rather to rely only on emuna. Ki chakira zois hi bechinas hayedia v'habechira, she'yefsher lohoven olahasig b'shum oifen. Because this question, this analysis, this paradox is the famous paradox that's brought in different svarim, the question about yedia and bechira, which we cannot understand in this physical world with our human minds. Now Rav Nosson Zal further explains. Ki hayedia hi bechinas ha-hanhoga va-tikun shenasai deshim yizborach levad kertzoyne. Because the term yedia, when we say Hashem knows what's going to be, that refers to the part that's dependent on Hashem. The part, the role that Hashem plays, you know, where Hashem does everything the way he wants it to be. Ki hayedia shelo yizborach hu retzoynei. Because when Hashem knows that this person's going to have $1 million, it means that Hashem has decided that that person's going to have $1 million. Hashem's knowledge of the fact is synonymous, is identical with Hashem wanting that to be and with it happening. Ki kamoi sheroitze kein yeh bevadai. Because whatever Hashem wants, Hashem gets. However Hashem wants it to be, that's the way it's going to be. Vezehu yediosoi. This is the term yediyah. When we say that Hashem knows, sheyoideya ma'iyah. Hashem knows in advance what's going to be. Ki yoideya shiyeh kamo yishu roitze. Because Hashem knows it's going to be exactly the way I want it to be. Ki hakoil b'rtzoinai. Because everything is within Hashem's control. Rotzai means will. Rotzai means control. V'alkei nikreis hayediyah. Beloshen ahavo verotzain. Rav Nosson Zal says this is why you'll find that in several places in the Torah, the word yedia is used synonymous for the word ahavo or rotzain, to love somebody or to want that person, to like that person. Like the pasuk says about Avram Avinu in Bereishis, Kapitel Yudches, ki yedativ, Hashem says, I know him. I know Avraham Avinu. And the Gemara says, Yedatev means Ohavta. I love him. I like him. I'm satisfied with him. I'm totally pleased with him. Why? Leman Asheitzav Ezbonav, because I know he's going to pass on this wonderful heritage to his kids and to his grandchildren. And no Yiddish guy. Shepirushoi, Shashim Izborach, Yeshloi Rotzoin V'Avol Avram. The explanation of the words there, as the Gemara teaches it and as Rashi teaches it, is that Hashem is satisfied with Avram Avinu because, and he likes Avram Avinu, V'nikra B'loshin Yediyah. And yet the word Yediyah is used, Ki Ritzoinoi Hu Yediyosoi Kanal. Because when we speak about Hashem, what Hashem wants is what Hashem knows to be. Knows by me, I can say, I know I'd like things to be a certain way, but that don't mean it's going to be that way. Whereas by Hashem, if Hashem wants something to be a certain way, Hashem knows that it's only going to be that way. Nimtza, so therefore, the term Yediyah is used to represent the tikkun and the bira, the tikkun and the bira that's being done via Hashem himself, independently. That Hashem wants it, and Hashem gets it. Hashem wants something to be a certain way, and it is that way, period. Whereas, v'habechira, this other big word called bechira, he bechinas hatikun v'habiro shenase al yodenu daika kefi bechiroseinu. That refers to the procedures and the tikkunim that are accomplished via us based on choices that we make. V'ze bevada yef shel hasikmu. And that's something that's impossible to understand completely, how these two don't contradict each other, how these two don't, you know, bump into each other and negate each other. A Jew is not allowed to delve into this, to try to make sense, to try to rationalize this, to try to understand it. Because this knowledge is in the category of makifin, it's something that's outside of our brains, and it's a level which we cannot achieve in physical form while we're in this physical world. Ki ikar koyach habechira nimshach rak mize she'ein anu yoidim haseichel shayadi v'habechira kama shikos v'Rabbeinu Zal b'Torah atika tomer sosem ayin shom. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains to us in Torah Chof Aleph and Likutei Moran that the fact that we have bechira, the fact that a human being has a choice, is based on our not being able to understand completely how yediyah and bechira work together, how they don't contradict each other. This is what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Chaf Aleph. Al kein, therefore, anu mechuyovim la'asayis shelanu. We are required to do our part. La'asayik b'avodas Hashem b'chol koicheinu. To serve Hashem with everything we got, with all of our strength. V'anachnu na'asim Hashem mutol aleinu. And we have to do what we've been obligated to do. V'Hashem yisporach ya'ases sheloi. And Hashem will do his part to help us in serving him and to complete the birur the way Hashem understands it should be done. We do hishtadlus, we put in a certain effort, Hashem is at the steering wheel, Hashem decides whether the car goes right or left, not us. We put our foot on the gas pedal in a sense. Hashem's in the driver's seat. Hashem decides backwards, forwards. V'osur lachkur be'inyin ze klal. And a Jew is not allowed to analyze this, think into this deeply whatsoever. Rak lismoich al emuna levad. But rather to rely on faith. Faith in Hashem and faith in our rabbis. Faith in the Torah. Ki ze ikar koyach habechira ma she'ein onu yoidim ze aseichel shoyidi b'chira. She'im b'chine shnei b'irur manal b'chine seseru seseru sesato. She'be'em shnei mechod. Because the b'chira is in that we don't understand how the idea and b'chira work, which is the concept of seseru seseru sesato, seseru seseru leila. And how they're really one. Ki habechira hi b'toich hayedia. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, Bechira is really inside of the idea as I heard from Rabbi Nizal, Ach she'ief shel hasik zayis, but we cannot understand this completely. Ki mishom ikar koyach ha-bechira ma she'ein masik in seichel zeh. Because this is what gives us bechira, the fact that we don't understand, we can't understand this. Nimsa, she'kol ha-taivois, v'chol ha-hasosois, v'ha-pituyim shel ha-yetzahora, v'cheloisov, shel kol odom, so therefore, all the desires and all the tests and all the seductions of the Yetzirah and all of his cohorts that each and every one of us goes through, heim bechinas koyach ha-bechira. They're all within that arena called bechira. Ki bishvil zeh nosan Hashem yisborach koyach lahatayves v'yetzirah lahoses odom. Because that's why Hashem gave the Yetzirah and these desires the ability to test us and to rule us and everything, hakol kedei sheyeh loy bechira, all so that we should have bechira. V'chol koyach ze nimshach rak mize she'ein yoidim asechel shalaydi v'abchira, she'mirnes shnei abirom l'han al-kanal. And the effectiveness of this, the whole koyach of this, comes only based on the fact that we do not understand completely how this yediyah and bechira operate, which is these two birurim. Baruch Hashem. Birurim. Baruch Hashem.